So let's review. The Gemara began. Amar Shmuel, La'olam al yitzi adam es atzer min haklal. The Mishnah and Memtes and Mabez went through the differences of Zimun, depending on the amount of people that were benching. With three, the leader says, Nevarach, let us bench. And he includes himself in the minimum of three people. When there are four, he says to the others, Baruch Hu, you should bench. And he is not included in the three. However, in the first piece of the Gemara, Shmuel says that a person should always try to include himself in the group. Therefore, even when there are four, he should say, Nevarech, let us bench, and include himself in the group. The Gemara then begins to discuss the concept of Mibrechaysev shel Adam nikir mitamal chacham. The Gemara says that it's clear if a person is a Talmud Chacham or not by how he makes brachas. Here are a few examples from the Zimun. We say, Baruch Shechal Mishaloi Uftuvoi Chayinu, blessed is Hashem, and through His goodness we live. Some mistakenly say, Umituvoi, and from whose goodness? This is wrong because it implies we only get some of Hashem's goodness. We say, Uftuvoi Chayinu, we live. Some mistakenly say, Chayim, they live. This is also wrong because a person should always try to include himself when thanking Hashem. We say, Nevarach Shechalnu Mishaloi, let us bless Hashem of whose we have eaten. This makes it clear that we are thanking Hashem. Some mistakenly say, Nevarach Lemi Shechalnu, to the one of whose we have eaten. This implies that there are many who provide for us, not just Hashem. We say, Baruch Shechalnu Mishaloi, blessed is Hashem, not Al HaMazon Shechalnu, because the Rishayim explained that this sounds like he is blessing the food, not Hashem. In the Mishnah we learned, that we do increase the level of praise to Hashem in proportion to the size of the participants, as we see from the pasuk of Bemakelis Baruchu Elikim Hashem Mimko Yisrael. Rabbi Kiva, Mamatzinu Beis HaKnesses, Echem Merubim Vechem Me'atim, that once we reach 10, we stay with the same bracha just as we find by davening. Kiva holds that no matter how many people there are, you never add anything to the zimah. The problem the Gemara has is that Rabbi Yosef Glili has a pasuk that proves you add depending on the amount of people. What does Rabbi Kiva do with this pasuk? The Gemara answers that he used it for something completely different. From the words Mimkar Yisrael, from the source of Yisrael, he learns that by Kriyas Yamsev, even the unborn children, who are the source of Yisrael, sang Shira to Hashem. The Gemara continues. Amar Rava, Keachlinen Rifta BeResh Galusa. Rava tells a story of benching in the house of the Resh Galusa. The Resh Galusa was an important person who had many guests at his table, and the meal took a long time. Rava said that people who finished eating quickly would bench in groups of three. The Gemara explains that while they really should have made groups of 10 and bench with Hashem's name, however, they were concerned that the Resh Galusa would hear and get upset that people were benching early. Also, to wait for the Resh Galusa to bench wasn't an option, because they couldn't hear him since it was very noisy there. Rabbi Tosfa teaches an interesting halacha. Amar Rabbi Tosfa, Hani gimel dekarchi rifti b'hadei adadi. If three people ate together, and one bench on his own, they can still have him join in the Zimun. But because of the rule of in Zimun l'mafreya, there is no retroactive Zimun, and since he benched earlier alone, he doesn't get the mitzvah of Zimun, while the other two do. The Gemara concludes this section by stating that the halacha is like Rabbi Shmuel quoted at the end of our Mishnah, that when saying Baruch Hu Hashem, you should end with the words Hamavoyrach. The Gemara continues to the next Mishnah. Gimel sha'ochel ka'achas, einan rishon l'chalek. The main rule of this Mishnah is that once people ate together, they must bench together with Zimun. Therefore, three, four, or five people cannot split. But six can split into two groups of three. Six through nine can split into groups of at least three. But 10 until 20 cannot, since 10 people bench with Hashem's name. The Mishnah then begins discussing what is considered a group. The rule is that if some from one group can see others from the other group, they can bench together. The fine halacha is about wine that is used for benching and how to mix it properly. This is because in the times of the Mishnah, the wine was too strong and had to be diluted before drinking. The Gemara began, "My kamash melon tenina chadizimna." The Gemara asks, "We already learned that three people that ate together can't split." The Gemara gives three answers why it's repeated here. To teach us that even if they didn't eat a meal together yet, they still cannot split. The Rishonim explained that they made a bracha but ate less than the kazayas. Even if they didn't share any of their food with each other, they still bench together. And we're talking about a case where three groups of three ate together, and one from each group left to form a new group. This newest group can't either split up, even though they didn't eat together. Rava adds that this last halacha is only true of the original group from where the person left didn't bench. If they did bench, then those who left cannot join another group. Beis Chaburis. The Mishnah said that two groups are considered one if some and each can see each other. Here, the Gemara adds that if there is one waiter for both groups, then they can also bench together. In Mevarchan Aliyayin. In the Mishnah, we mentioned that in earlier times, the wine was made very strong and had to be diluted before drinking. The Gemara now presents a machlokes about whether it can even be considered wine before it's diluted. Rabbi Elazar holds that you cannot make bar piagofen on it, and that it may even be used instead of water to wash your hands for hamotzi. The Chum disagree, and they say that you say bar piagofen even before it's diluted, and that it cannot be used instead of water because it has a special status of wine. Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina said that even though the Chacham say you make a bar piagofen on undiluted wine, it shouldn't be used for birchas hamazon because be'inan mitzvah in amufcha, a mitzvah needs to be done in the finest way possible. Since we talked about using wine to wash your hands for hamotzi, we are now introduced to a braisa that lists four things you should not do with bread. Tarabon, dalad varm nemru bepas. 1. Don't put raw meat on bread. 2. Don't pass a cup of wine over it. It might spill on it. 3. Don't throw it. And 4. Don't use it to support a plate. The Gemara presents a story about how to treat food properly. Ameima, Mazutra, and Ravashi was eating together. When Mazutra tossed a piece of cooked meat before Ravashi, Ravashi then challenged him and quoted a braisa that teaches that you're not allowed to throw food. After some discussion, the Gemara comes out that if it's a type of food that will not become disgusting when thrown, it is indeed allowed. Amar Yehuda, Shachach v'hichnes oichlan. Another question about causing food to become disgusting is, what do you do if you put food in your mouth without making a bracha? The Gemara concludes, when possible, you should spit it out, but only if it will not become disgusting. If it will be disgusting, push it to the side of your mouth and then make a bracha. However, with liquids, since this is not possible, you will just have to swallow without a bracha.